Please explain wise action. How can one see that it is not influenced by craving? By paying attention to results is a important criterion, and so that if it results in a sense of clarity, stability, happiness, well-being, peace, then it was probably wise action. Also with the... because sometimes it's hard to reflect on intention. It gets quite... sometimes the more we think about it, the more muddled we get. To pay attention to results, so that we can recognize, we can learn from our actions. Obviously, we want to be, say, not waiting for results all the time in order to figure out what wise action is. So that you're paying attention to, say, what are the indications of presence of craving in the mind, so that the presence of craving is inevitably going to create say an unwholesome, unskillful state of mind, akusala, and that has a distinctive characteristic in that the unwholesome, unskillful states of mind will have this sense of maybe agitation, restlessness, movement. It's not steady, it's not clear. Or it has a feeling of constriction, uncomfortable. The mind is not spacious, it's not peaceful. So that it will start to recognize the signs of the presence of craving within the mind, within the heart, so that gives us a sense of being able to say alarm bells to start going off and say, okay, there's I need to be careful around this. What the result might not be wise.